Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Our congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 176, the stanzas 1 and 2. O God, to us show mercy, and bless us in thy grace. Come thou to shine upon us the brightness of thy face, that so thy way most holy on earth may soon be known, and unto every people thy saving grace be shown. And what follows? 176, the stanzas 1 and 2.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in the Gospel of Luke, the 2nd chapter, the verses 1 through 20. Luke 2, the first 20 verses. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you was born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And there shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, a lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, a goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. John Clark, who was released from the hospital and is in a very weak condition in Bethesda, the Bethesda residents and staff, and Mr. and Mrs. Andre and Natasha DeCock, who were blessed with the birth of a baby girl. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it has pleased thee on this special day of remembrance and of commemoration that we may gather round about thy holy word in solemn times and under thy special speaking, where only a portion of the congregation could come up to thy house, and the greater part is called upon to listen from their homes. Then it is such a different day than it has been in former days. And, Lord, then it is yet thy goodness and thy mercy that thou wast given this day unto us and our children, where there were those among young and old that were present with us the past year, and for whom it has become eternity, wilt thou uphold all the mourning ones, widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children and other dear ones to the grave. And then what maketh us to differ, because we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God? Lord, then we may still be in the precious day of grace. And now on this special day, then we humbly beg of thee, that the light may shine in the darkness, when we may be given to remember that thou wast given thy dear, thy only begotten Son, then thou wast not sent fire and brimstone upon this world to destroy and to burn it up, but then thou wast given as such a precious gift. Thou wast given him in the eternal degree. Then thou wast granted him in thy unfathomable love. Then on this day, then we are called to remember the great love of a triune God and our Lord. It is such a great mystery, so unfathomable, cannot be understood by our little minds, but wilt thou grant thy Holy Spirit that it may be believed. Lord, then he was born in a dark stable, and in this day, if thou dost not grant the light of thy Holy Spirit, then it shall all be enshrouded in pitch black darkness. Then it shall not touch our hearts, shall not even move our minds. And to that end, Lord, we humbly beg of thee, that in this morning hour that it may please thee to come down with thy Spirit, with thy light, with thy power, and with thy blood. And then it is also through that precious gift, thy dear Son, whose name has been called Jesus, because he has come to save his people from their sins. He has finished the work as the servant of the Father, and in this day, then he sitteth at thy right hand for the ingathering, for the preservation, for the keeping and for the comfort of thy church. And may it please thee to send forth thy light, that in that manger, upon that manger, that the light may shine, and that by the first time and by renewal, Lord, may in this day wilt thou show unto the unconverted how poor and how wretched they are without that only Savior for the pardoning of their sins, without that precious Savior as prophet, a priest and king. Ah, Lord, and may it please Thee to uncover that light may also shine in our hearts, and that we may be given to see how evil it is, that it is nothing but a stable of unclean beasts, a heart full of enmity against Thee, Thy dear Son, and free in sovereign grace. Oh, in Bethlehem there was no room for the Christ child, and that is our picture by nature, our Lord, a room for everything else. But then we humbly ask Thee that in this very day, with that rich and glorious proclamation of the born Savior, that there may be a people among young and old that may be given to experience and live in how poor and wretched they are with their sins, with their heavenly high debt, and that they may be given to cry after Thee, that they may also become partaker of that great blessing. Oh, great is the mystery of godliness, a God manifest in the flesh, that eternal wonder, that Thy wisdom is thought out, that has been manifested by Thy divine power and in Thy great love, that a way is possible, O Lord, and that precious proclamation, then there is none amongst us and our children that can say it is not for me. Ah, perhaps there have come up souls that have come up discouraged, that have already heard this glorious message so often already and still unconverted. Ah, Lord, may it then be Thy set time. But, ah, Lord, when there are those souls that are dwelling in Nazareth, where the Holy Spirit has come upon them, that are beset with many riddles, with a burden of sin upon their back, oh, that have experienced that breach which they have tried to bridge over, and on this special day, that they are a sinner still, ah, Lord, and may they be granted by Thy Spirit, that they may be given to look into that manger and behold that precious child as the Savior of the chiefest sinners, that it may be granted for rejoicing, Lord. Remember Thy children. Thou knowest how dependent and how poor they are also on such a day. Ah, may their eyes be upon Thee, and may there in this Advent season, and may there have been those exercises, a crying unto Thee, and may it be granted by renewal, that new light, that more light, and may be given to shine in that stable and in that manger, that they may be given to experience greater things. Oh, it is declared in Thy word, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift, Lord. We live in solemn and dark times. Oh, it was the same when Thou wast sent Thy dear Son into the world, where the Romans had conquered the promised land. But then it was Thy time to favor Zion. Well, to grant such a time amongst us and our children. Oh, when old Zacharias was given to sing that Thou was visited Thy people, he was given to speak of that day spring that has appeared or would appear unto them, that it sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, ah, Lord, then it is all thy work, and it is declared in thy word that his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, a Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father. Ah, may it then please thee to deal wonderfully with us and our children, that sons and daughters may be born in Zion, and that thy children may be led further, oh, even as those shepherds of old. Lord, remember then thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. Wilt thou grant the opening of thy word, and may it go forth with power divine. Lord, then we commend unto thee the many needs amongst us, and then we commend unto thee our Bethesda, Lord, and not such an easy week. Thou knowest the circumstances. Wilt thou continue to help and remember the administrator with the staff? Oh, may their eyes be upon thee, and may they be given to experience thy help. And wilt thou remember all the residents? There are those that are sick, that are not so strong. Thou knowest the circumstances. Then we may humbly ask thee that thou may grant healing and strengthening. The ambulance has been at our old age home at different times in this week to take to the hospital, to return to the hospital. And Lord, then there is an old father who was very weak, and where it seems that his life is ebbing away, that he is lying before the gates of eternity, then we commend him unto thee for body and for soul, oh, above all things. Wilt thou grant that one thing needful, remember all those that are near and dear unto him. Wilt thou remember all under the physician's care, remember all our elderly ones, remember the crosses and the burdens, remember prodigal sons and daughters. Lord, remember the special needs. Then we think of the handicapped ones, difficulties of the body, difficulties of the mind. Do grant courage, and do work lovingly and irresistibly in their hearts, that they may be given to glorify thee. And now, Lord, in this special day, then we humbly ask thee for thy special help. Wilt thou open the scriptures, give that liberty and freedom, anoint with fresh oil from above. Wilt thou grant Aaron's and hers. Wilt thou grant empty vessels, those that are full, and may they be emptied by thy Spirit, to make room in our hearts for that child that was born in the manger of Bethlehem. Wilt thou then grant a prayer for one another? Wilt thou remember all the listeners? Oh, do go from bench to bench and from chair to chair and from dwelling to dwelling. Go then from heart to heart, and grant a good day round about thy holy word, and may it be an unforgettable day that shall be, when thou worketh lovingly and irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit, and may it please thee to bind the devil. Give a little rest when we may sit under thy word. Ah, Lord, our needs are great, and they are manifold. The temporal needs, but the spiritual needs, they are the greatest, because it is declared in thy word, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and he lose his never dying soul? Ah, Lord, wilt thou then visit And wilt thou answer us? Or wilt thou remember us with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people? And, Lord, we have to confess that we have nothing, absolutely nothing to plead upon. Our sins are great, and they are manifold. But, oh, now the wonder that thou wast never sent thy dear Son, because he was asked for, but it is thy free and sovereign grace that thou showeth mercy, and in that precious child there lies the salvation for thy church. Lord, work then from generation to generation. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 448, the stanzas 1 and 4. Blessed be the God of Israel, the Lord who visited his own, who by his gracious providence redemption unto us made known. And what follows, the extra collection today is for the school. 448, 1 and 4. this morning hour with the help of the Lord, then we wish to ask your attention for the first 7 verses of Luke 2, and we shall read the verses 6 and 7. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Our text words speak of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ in Bethlehem, with 4 thoughts in the first place, the perplexity before this birth. In the second place, the degree for this birth. In the third place, the enmity against this birth. And in the fourth place, the wonder of this birth. The birth of the Lord Jesus Christ in Bethlehem. The perplexity before this birth. The degree for this birth, the enmity against this birth, and the wonder of this birth. Beloved congregation, then in the first chapter of Luke, then it has become evident that it was fulfilled for the church. What I read in Psalm 102, verse 13, that the time, yea, the set time to favor Zion, that it has come. For the Old Testament church, they have waited 4,000 years for the special day that we can may commemorate with our children that the promised Messiah was born. And then during those 4,000 years, many perplexities, many trials, and many troubles, but the Lord has not forgotten. He shall never forget his church, and he shall fulfill what he has promised. And now in Luke 2, then there were different ones among young and old that have received a special visit from the Lord. Ah, there was room for such a visit. And then it is true, there were different effects, different messages, and nevertheless what it must have been for that church. Ah, we read in Luke 1, verse 65, that fear came upon all, and these sayings, they were noised abroad in the hill country of Judea. Then there was a people that was given to rejoice when they have heard of the wonderful things, and that has granted them courage that the Lord would also remember them. Then in Luke 1, then the church was given to sing 3 songs. The song of Elizabeth we have heard at last week, that Mary and Elizabeth, a communion of the saints and communion with heaven. And then Mary, oh, then her heart, the chords of her heart were touched, where her life, what has happened, that was declared. And then Mary has also begun to sing, and what precious things that she has stated in her song, because then we read, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And then Mary has returned to Nazareth, has related to Joseph, and Joseph could not take it over, but then the angel has come and explained it to Joseph, and he has taken Mary to be his wife. Oh, what a blessed couple, both that are given to fear the Lord greatly. They have experienced the visits from on high. Oh, Mary would become the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ, and not because there was anything in Mary, but that was the sovereignty of the Lord, that all generations would call her blessed. How Mary and Joseph, how they must have spoken of these things. And when that child would be born, the promised Messiah. But now for a Joseph and a Mary, there was still a perplexity. What was that, boys and girls? What was now the riddle, the perplexity, and the difficulty for a Joseph and a Mary? I think you know. Because where were Joseph and Mary living? They were living in Nazareth, in the northern part of the country in Galilee. And in the Bible it is written, the Jewish people acknowledge thereof, Micah 5 verse 2, and thou Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be a ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been of old. In Matthew 2 we read that when the wise men have come and they were brought before the scribes, then the scribes have immediately said that he would be born in Bethlehem. That was also a knowledge that was known to the people, because the Jewish people, their boys and girls, they were instructed in the things of the Lord, that that promised Messiah, that great king, that he would be born in Bethlehem. And now Mary and Joseph, they were living in Nazareth. Then maybe there are some boys and girls that think, but that is not so difficult. Then Joseph and Mary, then you must move to Bethlehem. And then the promise shall be fulfilled, because if their child would not be born in Nazareth, then he could not be the promised child. Oh, what a perplexity for Joseph and for Mary. How they must have spoken about it. They know what has happened. Mary, she has known how she has received the visit from Gabriel, how she must have pondered over those words. And Joseph also knew how that the angel has come in the night watches and grant a clarification of what has taken place, and that his name must be called Jesus, because he has come to save his people from their sins. But now a people living in Nazareth, that must be brought to Bethlehem. I read in Isaiah 28 verse 16, he that believeth must not make haste. And in Isaiah 30, there it is written that the strength of the church is to sit still. But how difficult, when it seems to be go to contrary. Oh, what a grace. We think of the father of the faithful. He has taken Hagar that the promise may be fulfilled. But a Joseph and a Mary, they were given to wait. What that must have been, where the time was coming closer, that the child must be born, and a long trip, 80, perhaps 90 miles, the roads were not so straight. What a perplexity, how a Joseph and a Mary, they must have daily laid it before the Lord, and that they said, Lord, the time is coming closer. Thou wast promised that the child that would be born, it would be the Messiah. And Lord, now we are living in this despised Nazareth, and he must be born in Bethlehem. How they must have laid it all before the Lord. Are there a few souls that know what it is to dwell in Nazareth? When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we have heard the past week that with the Mary, when she was expecting, then there can be many questions. It is so a natural life. When a young mother, when they are expecting, what are questions they have to their mother, what are riddles there can be. And that is now also in a spiritual sense. Because when the Lord works, I read in Galatians 4, verse 19, that Paul was given to travail that the child Christ may be formed in the church. And now in Nazareth, when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, then we have many questions. Then we are shown, because it does not begin with Bethlehem congregation. The Lord, it is the work of the Spirit to make room for that precious child in our hearts. And now for a people that liveth in Nazareth and that can have so many questions, oh, they cannot deny, must not do that, church, because then we can bring darkness upon ourselves, but not to be satisfied to remain in Nazareth. Because with the burden of our sin, then we need to be brought to Bethlehem and further yet. But today we shall speak of Bethlehem. Oh, for a people in Nazareth with a burden of sin and with so many riddles and with so many questions and no solution, oh, that are given to cry unto the Lord. Oh, the church of the Old Testament, oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow away at thy presence. Ah, the church, they shall experience that the wheels of God's providence, that they run sure, but many time for estimation, that they run slow. Oh, when we are honest, that they run too slow. Ah, the Lord shall do it in a way that His great and worthy name shall be magnified. O Joseph and Mary, shall the Lord then reveal such wonderful things? And shall He then leave thee in Nazareth? No, it can and it shall not be, because it is written in Hebrews 10, verse 23, faithful is He that promised. Oh, shall He not do it? Oh, it is true, the Lord's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts different than our thoughts. Our second thought, the decree for this birth. The Lord has decreed everything from eternity. And when we consider the decree of Caesar Augustus, what an encouragement that is for us and our children. The Jewish people, they were not living in such easy circumstances, because they have been conquered by the Romans. father Jacob has said on his deathbed in Genesis 49, that the scepter shall not depart before Shiloh come. And now they were living in a time that more and more they were coming under the dominion of the Romans. Ah, for that Jewish people, how they must have sighed and how they must have cried. And now in that dark time, then we are given to see that the Lord is everything in his hand. Also, as I read in Proverbs 21, verse 1, the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. He turneth it as the rivers of water, whithersoever he wilt. Thus all the counsel of the king, they are responsible, they shall also have to give an account. But that through everything, the psalmist in Psalm 99 had a deep impression thereof, and other psalms, that the Lord reigneth, that through all the counsels of the king, and also in our time with the virus going over the earth, that also that nothing takes place outside of the decree of the Lord. In this time, as Caesar Augustus was reigning also over the land of Canaan. He began his reign in AD 27, and he died in BC 27, and he died in AD 14. His original name, that was Julius Caesar Julius Octavianus. But he has received a new name, whether that name was given by a senate or by himself, that is not recorded in history, but his name means to be exalted. That was the desire of Caesar Augustus. And now in this time, then the Caesar Augustus has made a decree that all the known world, the world under his dominion, must be taxed. And that word taxed, that refers more to a census. And then they tell us, history tell us, that in that census, then the people, they had to register themselves, but also all their goods and all their riches. And now with Caesar decree, Caesar Augustus, he did not realize that he was just an instrument. Of course, Caesar Augustus made that decree for the welfare of a state, maybe also pride to know how many people he had, but also that in the future, that all his people may be taxed, also the land of Judah. Oh, that people in Malachi 3, verse 10, we read that they have robbed God because they have not brought their gifts and offerings. And now they would be required to give their gifts not for the temple and not as a separate nation, but that they would have to give their gifts to the Romans. But, O Caesar Augustus, thou art only an instrument, because there is a crying couple in Nazareth. Oh, that are given to pray unto the Lord, to beg the Lord, that the Lord would bring them from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And to that end, Caesar Augustus has made that decree. Do you know what we see in our history congregation? The blessing and the privilege of God's true people. That's why the world may still stand. the Lord is still gathering the church. And I read in Romans 8, verse 28, that all things must work. That is not only prosperity, trials, afflictions, whatever it may be, can that people always see it? That is another matter. Christ has said in John 13, verse 7, what he doeth now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. But all things shall work together to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. What that must have been for a Joseph and a Mary when the messenger has come to Nazareth with that message that they had to be registered, and not only to be registered, but to be registered in the city of their forefathers. I've heard it. Joseph and Mary, they were of the lineage of David. And children, where was David born? That was in Bethlehem. Oh, for a Joseph and a Mary, how the tears must have flowed. Maybe they have sung together. That they have said to one another, what a great God that we have. We did not know it. Maybe they have tried to think out a reason why they would be called to Bethlehem. But the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 9 verse 6 has declared that his name shall be called Wonderful. How that has been fulfilled in this history with the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. But Mary, is it now possible to go to Bethlehem, such a condition, 80, 90 miles, valleys, hills, difficulties? Shall the Lord then only do a half work? Oh, as the psalmist now declared in Psalm 34, verse 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear thee. O Joseph and Mary, has the Lord then revealed such great things? Has the Lord now caused Caesar Augustus in Rome to give such a wonderful decree? And shall the Lord then not bring you to Bethlehem? Oh, when faith may be an exercise, then they shall come in Bethlehem. Then they were given to experience what we read in Psalm 121, verse 8. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Oh, then we are given to see in the marvelous birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do we not read in Romans 11, verse 33, of the riches of his wisdom and knowledge? Oh, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Thus then, under that degree, then many have traveled. The one was traveling this way, the other that way. Many have met each other. They were traveling to the city of their forefathers. Joseph and Mary, they were traveling to Bethlehem. Where are we traveling to, congregation? Have we also begun that journey to Bethlehem? Has the need been born? Have we experienced in Nazareth that the Holy Spirit has come upon us? And with those exercises, when the Word of God may be opened, oh, that our journey, that our face may be set to Bethlehem, have we now ever become a seeker by the grace of God? Oh, has the Lord uncovered that need, that in Nazareth, with everything that we try to do and not to do, that we are a sinner still, that we cannot appear before the Lord? Oh, have we become a restless soul, a sighing, a seeking soul? Oh, then in the land of Canaan, then the people have traveled many different ways. By Caesar Augustus, draw another line. Then the decree of Caesar Augustus was declared in that decree that the people that they were called upon to go to the city of their forefathers where they were born. And now a greater Augustus, the Lord, he also demands of us and our children. We could say then he is demanding us and calling us that we may go back to the place where we were born, and that is in paradise, where the Lord has created us in his image, knowledge, righteousness, and holiness, and that the Lord calls us through his word, that we may appear before the Lord with what we have done, with all our possessions, and with our sin. Has that taken place, congregation? Oh, they tell us that concerning those that Roman decree, it was a very strict decree. If one would come and not honestly declare everything that he possessed, if he would leave something off that statement, then they tell us that such a one would be scourged, all his possessions taken, and that they would become a slave. Thus that Roman decree, that was very strict. And now the Lord, he demands his image back. He demands an honest confession of what we have done, and young and old, when the Lord calls a sinner before his divine presence, and then how shall it go? Oh, then it shall be with trembling, with a great impression of the majesty and holiness of the Lord. Oh, then such a sinner, and then he is given to confess, oh, the Lord is free, the one he leads quicker than another, but then commandment after commandment to confess that he is guilty of death. Ah, for such a people, then how necessary that child in Bethlehem's manger becomes young and old on this special day of commemoration. How has it now been in the time of Advent? Have we been exercised with the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, have we been troubled with our sins, and that we have come in the presence of the Lord, and that we had to confess, and that we have nothing good to bring forth, but only sin, oh, our actual sin, and in the further uncovering our original sin, where the prayer of the publican left God, be merciful to me, a sinner, oh, young and old, it is so necessary, oh, for the inhabitants of Canaan, that degree has went forth, that all the people would go to the city where their forefathers were born, and now through his word and through his providence, then the Lord calls day by day. Oh, if we do as with those Romans, then surely when it was written in that decree, when they would not honestly declare their possessions, what would now take place when one has refused to come? Then certainly the consequences, they would be severe. And now the Lord, he calls unto us and our children, that we may be given to bow the knee, that we may be given to worship, that we may be given to confess our sins, and young and old, if we are not given to come here in the time, then what shall it be when it takes place at the end of our life, and then the angel of death is sent forth, and then to usher before our judge, and then to give an account. Ah, when that shall take place, then that child, then he shall not be proclaimed as a precious Savior, but then it shall be forever too late. But now for a Joseph and a Mary, oh, the wonderful providence of the Lord, that degree was used, that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, our third thought, the enmity against his birth. Let us first sing. 427, the stanzas 6 and 7. This is the day of full salvation that God has made and sanctified. Come, let us voice our jubilation and triumph in the grace applied and what follows. 427, 6 and 7. at the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ in Bethlehem. The perplexity, the degree, and now the enmity against his birth. Then we can understand, congregation, even our children can understand that for a Joseph, but especially for a Mary, that after that journey, and on that journey, there were valleys, there were hills. We shall not multiply it out. How much can transpire in the life of a child of God on that way from Nazareth to Bethlehem, and that especially Mary, that she desired a place of quietness and a place of rest. But then we read there was no room for them in Bethlehem. We read in Revelations 12, verse 3, of a woman that was the Virgin Mary, ready to be delivered, and that there was a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. That is the devil. He has tried for 4,000 years to prevent that promised seed of Genesis 3, verse 15, would never take place. And then there were times that it has come very low among the children of Israel in Egypt, the little boys thrown into the river Nile. Think of Athaliah, that she is murdered of her seed. And now when the time was there, because we read in Job 1 and 2, when the Lord has asked Satan, whence comest thou, from going up and down in the world? And it is true, Satan can never force us, but he influences and tempts us through the medium of our understanding, of imaginations, our passions. And now when Joseph and Mary has come to Bethlehem, that does not mean that that innkeeper, that he had a knowledge who Joseph and Mary were, and what was promised unto them. Undoubtedly, it was a very busy time. Many have come to Bethlehem, and that there were many people in that inn. Thus then we could say that that innkeeper has likely said, it is true, maybe if they were rich, then he would have found room, we shall leave it lie. But there was no room for him in the inn. And now let us turn in unto ourselves. Of course, it is an awful thing when we harden our heart and we show that bitter rebellion, that we refuse to walk even in an outward way according to this word. When we harden our heart as a Pharaoh, when even under the judgments of the Lord, that is King Ahaz, that we transgress yet the more. But now it is written in our text words, because there was no room for them in the inn. Thus that mean that the inn was very full. And now let us lay that statement beside our own heart, because there was no room, of course. The natural heart, that is enmity against the Lord, is still a great privilege and blessing when by the common goodness of the Lord, this word may still have effect and that we are given to ask the Lord every day that He may remember us in His grace, that He may confer us as He has converted all His people. The Lord is still gathering a church. But now let us consider for a moment, because there was no room for them in the inn. When we bring that inn over to our houses, this does not mean that it's an awful thing. When the Bible remains closed, or even when it is opened, that we do not walk according to it. When we have stood at the foot of Mount Sinai, and when there is no repentance, but then it can be much more subtle, no room for them in the inn. Thus, when our houses and when our hearts are so full of other things, of the thoughts of the world, the pleasures, the goods, the riches, that we are so busy with the things of the world, that our heart, underneath it all, lies that enmity, our deep fallen Adam, but still a difference whether we are as a Pharaoh, that we say, who is the Lord that we shall obey Him? Still a blessing when we may have impressions, even convictions, that there may be family worship in our homes. But now concerning that Christ child, concerning free and sovereign grace, then concerning our hearts, that they are so full of everything else, and that we are so busy, no time for the things of the Lord. Then are there people amongst us, and when we are honest, that we say, Lord, that is now my picture, also my picture of 2020. Oh, to be sure, when it was possible, we have come to church, family circles, read, pray, sing, good the Lord has promised to bless it. But now concerning that one thing needful, then in the busyness of the time, everything is so rushed, and that we have to say, Lord, my heart is so full of everything else that there is not time and that there is not room for that precious child that was born in the manger of Bethlehem. You know what is necessary? The work of the Holy Spirit. Sometime the Lord, He uses great trials and afflictions that we may be more emptied of the things of time and sense. But now the work of the Holy Spirit, that room may be made in our hearts for the Christ child who was born in the stable and laid in the manger, no room for Him in the inn. Maybe there are a few souls that think a little further. Because when the Lord works, then He starts to empty. We become empty vessels, because the Lord does not waste His grace. And then we ask the Lord that He may dwell in our hearts, and that He may dwell in our homes, that shall also be seen. Becomes evident, becomes visible. But now when the Lord works in Nazareth, and when He uncovers us, then how busy we become. And yet, there is a people that learns, and yet no room for them and the end of my heart, because they are so busy to clean that end and to make it a fit dwelling place, that the Lord may dwell, that there shall be nothing that grieves them, that they may become so holy, that the Lord shall have joy with them and be satisfied with them. This is all the work of the Lord, it is true. But in that workhouse, do you know what that people learn? And that is also necessary, that we learn that the natural man is an enemy of free and sovereign grace and of the Son of God, that we learn with all our works, with our self-righteousness, that there is no room for him in the end. But now with that further uncovering, oh, in the beginning, they had hoped that that end would become a beautiful place where the Lord would delight to dwell. But now by the further and deeper uncovering work of the Holy Spirit, then they become so disappointed, even discouraged, where they thought that that end would become better and holier, and that they learned only becomes worse. A den, an end with unclean animals, all the sins against the Ten Commandments, that they are a sinner still. And in that way, room was made. And that is such a comfort for the true child of God, that the Lord Jesus Christ, that is our forethought, the wonder of that birth, that he was not born in a beautiful inn where everything was nicely in order, nicely cleaned. Come to a motel, boys and girls, then we expect it to be nice and clean, right? But that now becomes the wonder for the church, that he was not born in an inn, but that he was born in a stable. Oh, in that way, then that people receive a hope that he has come for sinners. And now we read so simply but a few words in the scriptures. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. What a wonder, congregation, that the eternal Son of God, he remained what he was. He remained God. And he became what he was not. He became a human being. He became a helpless child. What a wonder that a creature, a fallen daughter of Adam, that the creature was given to bring forth the Creator. And then what humble circumstances. He, where we read in Psalm 50, verse 10, that the cattle of the forest, the cattle upon them, every beast of the forest, and the cattle upon 10,000 mountains are all his. That he was born, his boys and girls, when a baby is born in a family, then there's preparation, a crib, clothes. Then parents do their best that things may be ready. But now for the Son of God, he was not born in a palace. He was born in a stable, a dark stable, a place where they kept animals. And then the Creator was also the Creator of the heavens and of the earth. He was laid in a manger, wrapped with swaddling clothes. Then surely congregation, then our text words, then the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is something very special to say unto us. The Lord did not send fire and brimstone from heaven. But I read in John 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And now, the Son of God, he was born in that dark stable, that he may give light unto his people. He was wrapped, if we may say it reverently, in their actual and original sin, that they may receive the garment of righteousness. He is that heavenly man of Bethlehem, that means bread house. He was that heavenly man that his people may be fed. Oh, the prophet has said, oh, are there souls that are laboring with your sins, that have begun that journey from a Nazareth? Oh, and then we have mentioned in those valleys when nothing can be seen, on the hills when we may look a little further, are there souls walking upon the earth with the burden of your sin? Oh, then see. Oh, it is true. Nathanael has said, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Would be his dwelling place. But then if Philip has said, come and see. Oh, for wearied souls, burdened souls, then come and see. Because in that manger, there lies Emmanuel, as the prophet Isaiah has prophesied, that a virgin shall conceive, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. Oh, there lies Jesus, because he has come to save his people from their sins. There lies the Christ, the great prophet, the only high priest, the eternal king. Oh, there lies the pearl of great price. We read thereof in Matthew 13, the verses 45 and 46, that merchantman, that he was given to sell all his other pearls, when he has found a pearl of great price. Oh, there lies the Lord our righteousness. What precious names are ascribed unto the mediator. John may say, the Word was made flesh, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten Son of God, a full of grace and truth. Oh, young and old, oh, what a rich proclamation for us and our children, because he is able to save to the uttermost. Oh, on this day, we have read it together, the message that the angel has sent. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people this congregation. This born child, the Lord Jesus Christ, that is, as the angel has said, good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, because he can save to the uttermost congregation. There is not one that can say in this morning hour that it is not for me, because that precious Savior, he has come to save to the uttermost. But what is now necessary? Not only to know that message and to hear that message, but that it becomes personal, as we read for the angels, for the shepherds, because then they have said for unto you. And that is now necessary for each and every one of us, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. May the prayers be multiplied, oh, young and old. When we may have him, then we have everything. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He was given by the Father. He is that mediator. And of course, we have said from Nazareth to Bethlehem, to understand Bethlehem rightly, then it is necessary that we place the manger, that we place it at the foot of the cross, that we are led to Jerusalem. Oh, in this day, then it may be declared, then the church may declare what Paul has declared in 1 Corinthians, where he has said, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, who was able to declare the wonder and the mystery of the birth of thy dear Son, where thou wast sent him into the world, that he may glorify thy attributes and that souls may be saved. Ach, Lord, may it please thee to grant the application where that need is yet missed. Oh, wilt thou work it in this day, and where thou hast begun, wilt thou then lead from Nazareth to Bethlehem, and from Bethlehem to Jerusalem. Oh, wilt thou grant unto thy children that new light may shine upon that manger. Lord, it is all thy work. Oh, wilt thou remember us in the furtherance of this day. Wilt thou keep us, grant traveling mercies, bring us together in this evening by renewal. And Lord, then we may acknowledge thee that in this week that thou wast gladdened and blessed a father and mother by renewal in their married life, with a well-born little daughter. Oh, wilt thou grant a humble and a broken heart, and may their prayers be that that child born in the manger of Bethlehem, that he may also have come, be born and come for their little child, that it may be a daughter that may be saved, one for thy honor and for thy glory. Remember the grandparents. We remember all the unborn. Remember the barren amongst us. Lord, forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 261, the stanzas 1 and 2. Sing a new song to Jehovah for the wonders he hath wrought. His right hand and arm most holy triumph to his cause have brought. And what follows, 261, 1 and 2.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.